SoCal's number one for new country, K-Frog. And on the phone, we have Blanco Brown. How are you, Blanco?
I'm doing amazing.
So we got to first talk about your performance at Southern California Fair. We were lucky enough to see you there. And I think a lot of people who weren't aware are now aware. You have a beautiful voice.
Thank you so much. Yeah, I'm glad I get to, you know, share the stage with amazing artists and use my gift.
Yeah, absolutely. You recently got to share the stage with Mr. Tim McGraw. How did that come to be?
Man, UTA. I got the best agency in the world.
Now, where did you develop this talent from? I mean, your voice is so unique. It's like nobody else's.
Growing up singing in the house, and everybody in my family sings. So my dad always told me, and my, you know, hey, your voice is just different. I just always, you know, stuck to my gut feeling, even when I wasn't that great of a singer, because I was afraid to lead and I didn't have confidence. I would go and practice to myself. And over the years, I just, you know, put the time in to create stronger vocals.
So who were some of the people that influenced you when you were growing up that made you want to be a singer?
Definitely my family and my uncles. Well, my uncle and my cousin, they were signed to LaFace Records in a group called A Few Good Men. I mean, I remember going on tour bus and meeting like Pebbles and TLC and
wow,
Craig Mack and some of everybody. It was one of those moments like, I know this is what I want to do, especially seeing them on Soul Train and modeling clothes and the custom jackets. It was a cool thing.
The Get Up, which is, you know, just 50 million streams online. That's just incredible.
That's huge.
And I think everybody's aware of that hit. But what can they expect on your album, which is out now, Honeysuckle and Lightning Bugs?
You can expect a lot of purpose and message within those songs, and they're fun to listen to. When you get to the end and get to the bottom of them, then you realize you just listen to something that not only made you smile, laugh, and, you know, evoking emotion within you, but you listen to something that was meaningful.
Describe Trailer Trap, because I think you're leading this new genre.
Trailer Trap. Trailer park music meets trap music. I bridge the gap. I call it Trailer Trap. It's essentially country music with 808s.
Well, you're a talented young man. Blanco Brown is who we're talking to, and it only makes sense that you just start your own genre of music. I love it.
Thank y'all so much.
New album, Honeysuckle and Lightning Bugs, available now. Get it, Blanco Brown. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you.